League of Ireland Late Night in partnership with Rocksure on Off the Ball.
Well, if Daniel Kelly won that header, you clip that and you save that in the Shelbourne folklore.
League of Ireland Late Night, live every Friday from 10 on Twitter Spaces.
Off the Ball Daily.
Hey folks, Cameron here. Got something a little bit different for you today. So I was out in Dunleary this week at Irish Sailing HQ, where the elite teams were staging a medal race preview. So sort of a practice medal race for the gathered media. We got out on the water. It was an amazing day. You could see the sailors up close. You get a totally different appreciation for how difficult and incredible sailing is as a sport. During this event, I got chatting to Eve McMahon, Robert Dixon and Sean Waddelove, who are part of the elite senior Irish sailing team. So Eve McMahon made history earlier this month. She became the first Irish female sailor to win a senior world championship medal at the ILCA Six Worlds in Qingdong, China. She's a back-to-back under-21 world champion. She made her Olympic debut at Paris 2024. Well, it was really in Marseille, but she was part of the torch relay, in fact, for Team Ireland. There, she's the youngest ever debutante for Irish sailing at an Olympics. An amazing story, a really, really promising prospect, not just from a sailing perspective, but from an Olympic perspective as we look towards Los Angeles in 2028. Robert Dixon and Sean Waddelove, they're part of the 49er crew. They've been together for nigh on a decade. You might remember they came oh so close, agonizingly close, to a medal at the Olympics last year. There was a mix-up at the start line in the medal race. They ended up losing their spot. They came fourth overall, which is so frustrating for a variety of Irish athletes, as we know. They've started the season really well. They were at the Princess Sofia Regatta in Mallorca at the end of March, start of April, had a couple of good performances. Their first real test comes next week, in fact, in Greece. They're at the European Championships. So very promising time as we head towards the start of another Olympic cycle. They're great characters, very interesting thoughts from them explaining how sailing works for those of you who might know. So we've put this out so it's free for everybody to listen to. You're going to hear from Robert and Sean in just a little bit. But first, here's my chat with Eve McMahon. I hope you enjoy. Well, Eve McMahon, a very exciting day, a medal race here. You must be happy to get out on the water at the start of it, like it is the start of the sailing season.
Yeah, pretty much the start of the sailing season. Pretty exciting as well, just back from the World Championships in China. So to be back out in the boat, I didn't expect it to be back out so early. I thought I'd have a little bit more of a rest, but I love it all the same. We're doing a really great medal race day training, and the medal race is pretty much the most important event or the most important race of the competition, so it's nice to be out practicing.
You modestly dodged the "I won a bronze medal at the World Championship" statement at Qingdao. So has it sunk in yet?
To be honest, not quite. It's just been so chaotic since I've been home, but I'm so proud to, it's a pretty historic medal as well. So I'm really proud that I'm able to kind of break a record for Irish sailing, being the first female sailor to win a world medal. So it's a pretty special medal.
I know mistakes and maybe errors and just the races have cost you in the past and a few different times, so it seemed like a pretty flawless race. Was there something you did different in terms of your prep this time?
Yeah, we had two pretty major competitions before the World Championships, and just some costly errors cost me getting into the medal race and fighting for a medal position. So we kind of just took a step back and said, okay, what do we need to change? We had limited time, obviously, before our World Championships, but myself and my coach did a really good job of kind of just dissecting my technique and learning how to blend in, because it was catching the eyes of the umpires, and we did it really well, and it obviously paid off then in China at the Worlds.
Having that little amount of time and limited amount of time might have even been better, because you didn't have to overthink it and maybe strip everything back, that it's just we fix this and have the confidence in ourselves to maybe go and do what we know we're good at.
I definitely agree. It was such short time. I think we only had about 1 week to 2 weeks, and we were kind of just saying, okay, what do we need to do? What is the most important thing here, and how can we fix it really quick? So it was just such a big focus for me, and then I had that focus set for the World Championships, and I was able just to fully kind of focus my own thinking on that and be able to execute it.
And your coach is Vasily Shogbar, who has plenty of Olympic pedigree himself. How has that relationship developed? When did you start working with him, basically?
Yeah, I'm hugely grateful to be coached by Vasily. He's a three-time Olympic medalist. Mm. He used to coach the men's senior team, but then just after Paris, he swapped to coaching me, and I'm really grateful because he's just so much experience to his name. He kind of coached me on and off a little bit, just when my coach wasn't available for the Paris Olympic cycle. He kind of helped out, and he actually coached my very first youth championship gold medal. So we always have kind of had a special bond with each other. But now, him being a full-time coach, it's we've been getting on great, so really lucky.
How important is that bond between sailor and coach? Because I know when you think of another Olympian like Reese McClenaghan and Luke Carson, their bond is so not just strong but intimate, and they know each other so well. That is sailing kind of the same thing, where you really need to have that bond because it's an individual sport and you need someone in your corner if it's your head coach.
Definitely have to have a strong bond with your coach, because they're able to kind of have a different opinion and a different perspective on the races that sometimes you can't see because you're so kind of in your own world of, you know, with fighting against your competitors, and they're able to kind of just say, okay, this is what we're going to focus on. And you have to have a lot of trust with that, and I do with Vasily, and it's only been such a short period that we've been working with, but I can see that he has belief in me, and I think that's such a big thing for a high-performance athlete, especially at my age. Like, I'm only 21 years of age, and to know that your coach has full belief in you, and we have the same goals, and we've aligned kind of our vision, and that's been really nice to have to work with, I suppose.
Is that where you are now in terms of your development, that you just need someone who backs you to the hilt? It's not just about developing into a senior sailor, because you've now got the medal, you've now made your debut at an Olympics, that it's just someone who's not reaffirming everything you thought you knew, but being there to sort of maximize your potential.
Yeah, I definitely think so, and I think just keeping me on a steady path, I think, is really important. Like, my technique is all really good and my speed is really good on the race course, but to have somebody who has so much experience with just the racing side of things and high pressure situations, it's not that often you can find a coach with that much experience, so I'm just kind of trying to soak up all of his knowledge as well, but it definitely makes a big difference.
Talk us through your training program, because I'm fascinated by what sailors have to do, not just from a mental perspective, which we could get into, but even physically, the amount of work you have to do.
Yeah, we do a huge amount physically on land stuff. So we do around 3-4 sessions on the bike per week, and then three strength and conditioning gym sessions, and then we're out in the water 5 days a week for 2 to 3 hours training, and just preparing for what competitions are like. We just have to have such a massive endurance base, because our races are they're 1 hour long. We do 12 races in total, and the competition is 6 days, so you have to have a massive endurance base, but also you have to have a really strong abdominal core, because all of the load that the wind and the sail is putting through is all going to your lower back, so you have to have a really strong core to not get injured. And a lot of sailors would have issues with their backs if their core isn't strong, so all that kind of stuff is a massive priority. And yeah, we're kind of just training every day and all day just to be prepared to be out in the water.
How much of it goes into the mental side? Because 6 races, they're long enough races that they're a real test of mental endurance. What kind of work are you doing towards that?
Yeah, I'm working with a great psychologist, Kate Kirby, who's working in Sport Ireland, and she's been great. She's been working with me since I've been quite young. And it's just, you have to have such a strong mindset, because you can't control a lot of the things out there. You're dealing with Mother Nature, so there's a lot of things that are out of your control. And I think it's taken me a while to kind of learn that I can't change those things, and I just have to kind of adapt in the race course. And there's going to be times where things go wrong, and you just have to accept that as a sailor and go, okay, what can I change? What can I do differently to make that not happen?
Have you had time now to reflect on just the experience of Paris 2024 and being able to do the torch relay and all that sort of stuff? Like, just talk me through how you feel about that, 8 months on?
Yeah, 8 months on, and whenever I think back about the Paris Games, I'm kind of going, was that a dream? You know, it was such an incredible experience. I absolutely loved every minute of it. Some people are a little bit daunted with the Olympic experience, but I just absolutely loved everything. I kind of just took everything in my stride, and I was quite lucky enough that was my first Olympic Games, so there wasn't that much pressure put on me. I had my own pressure that I put on myself, but just to be able to really go over there and, you know, just race the best against the best female sailors in the world, it's a pretty incredible experience.
Did you feel you were a part of it? Because the sailing, obviously, Paris doesn't have a sea. So it was down in Marseille. So it was a little bit off from everything else. But did it still feel we're right in the centre of the world right now in terms of sport?
It was quite nice that sailing was in Marseille because you kind of got away from all the chaos of the media and everything like that. But we were able to go up for the opening ceremony to Paris and then for the closing ceremony for a couple of days afterwards. And that was really nice because obviously we'd finished competing, so we could kind of just soak in all the experience. And also Team Ireland did such an amazing job of making us feel like we were part of a team. There's not that often you get to stay in a house with all the Team Ireland Olympic athletes up in the team village in Paris, so to be able to be welcomed in with open arms by Team Ireland was such an amazing experience.
Not just the friendships in Team Ireland, I think I saw recently on your socials that you're hanging out with some of the Fijian Sevens players. Like, it seems like it's just a combination of all athletes from all different sports and also nationalities coming together. Like, that the nature of those friendships must be kind of unique.
Yeah, for sure. And it's something that you only get at the Olympic Games. I feel like you're part of this community that you'll never not be a part of. And they always say once an Olympian, always an Olympian. And I'm just starting to experience that now. There's so many connections in the world, and to be able to have those connections all over the world and build friendships with such international people is pretty amazing, to be honest.
Talk me through Irish sailing and where it's at. Are you getting recognised on the street? I thought, that's Irish sailor Eve McMahon. You know, she was at the Olympics, or is that still a little ways off? I know Sean and Robert had an interesting situation where they thought they were getting a photo with someone at a banquet, but they wanted a photo with Daniel Whiffen, who was right behind them. So are you superseding that now? Are you Irish Olympian Eve McMahon yet?
Not quite. I mean, I hope to be one day, but you always have to remember that sailing is such a niche sport, and it's not necessarily a spectator sport, unfortunately. I think Irish sailing are definitely, or world sailing in general, are trying to kind of make measures and take steps to kind of get it into a more of a spectator sport. But I think it's quite nice as well. It's nice just to have your own little world and disassociate yourself with sport and not be followed around all the time. But maybe hopefully one day I'll be recognised in the streets.
It seems like you're a bit ahead of schedule now. You've got your first senior medal 3 years out from LA 2028. So what's next in terms of making sure your prep is totally right for when you go in 3 years' time?
Yeah, this is definitely a high at the moment, so early on in the season. But at the same time, it's nice to see that the work that I'm doing is obviously the correct work, and the path that we're on is the correct path. But just kind of taking every competition day by day, or competition by competition, and just keep training, and yeah.
And what's next? When are you next out on the water in a competitive race? Or is this a competitive race today that you're taking fully seriously?
This is. I'm competing against the senior boys, so this is definitely going to be a competitive race, and I'll be competing against my brother as well. So there's dinner on the line tonight. Yeah. But no, I do a training camp in the Netherlands after my exams, and then we have two World Cup series, one of them actually in Los Angeles in the Olympic venue, so that's pretty exciting. And then we finish off our season in Sweden in August for the senior Europeans.
Well, we'll watch with great interest. Thank you very much, Eve.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, so Robert Dixon and Sean Waddelove, it feels like it's the start of another year, start of another Olympic cycle. You've had a good start to the year in terms of how the Princess Sofia went.
Yeah, we were happy with getting a good bit of learning from the Princess Sofia. The result wasn't what we kind of wanted to get out of it, but there was definitely a few things that we learned, and you know, it was nice to get straight like back into big fleet racing again after having a little bit of time off. So kind of shook off the cobwebs, and now we're ready for Europeans coming up this next week.
Does it feel the Europeans are the first real challenge, I suppose, Sean, and the first real marker of where you're at as you start the Olympic cycle? Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a good check-in. So the Princess Sofia, we'd only been back in the boat fully 3 months or so. So now that we've had a bit more time to kind of get back into the swing of things, it'll be nice to see how we fare against the rest of the fleet, who you'll also expect a lot more of the Olympic teams to be back racing as well.
Can you just explain, you guys are in the 49ers, so how's that different to, say, the single manned craft?
So, yeah, so obviously it's a two-man boat, and I steer the boat and Sean crews the boat, so he'll do a lot more of the heavy lifting in terms of sheets and basically makes the boat go fast. And then I'm more of a tactical role, and I kind of point the boat in the right direction. you know, it's a lot different to laser sailing, where we have a huge amount of teamwork and communication and all those things. Like our boat is it's a lot bigger and faster, so the racing generally, it's like a lot faster, shorter races, which can be a bit more exciting, and we like it.
And how do you communicate during that? Because, you know, as we saw down there, those sails are pretty loud, and it's loud out there on the water. So is that a smooth communications process, or how does that go?
Yeah, we have a lot of processes in place, from when the 5-minute gun goes, the warning signal, all the way through to the end of the race. Depending on what leg of the course we're on, if we're on the upwind or the downwind, we have different ways of communicating. The upwind tends to be, there's a bit more going on, boats are normally closer together, so that might require more communication. It's one of those aspects that you never get 100% right, and we're always working on it just to polish it up nicely.
But you've had time to work on it. I mean, like, just explain how long you've been sailing together and how that relationship has come about and developed over the last few years.
Yeah, so we've actually been sailing together from about the age of like 13, 14. That's when we started, straight after like the junior classes. And we got into a 420 boat, which is a two-man youth class. So yeah, we sailed that the whole way through, and then went into 49er together in the senior classes. So yeah, we've been sailing a long time together, and it's definitely an advantage that we can understand what the other person is thinking all the time, because we've been sailing together so long. And yeah, I think that like it definitely gives us an advantage over other boats who maybe haven't been sailing together so long.
People might have seen you were sort of a surprise package at Paris 2024, and that I think everyone, even within the sailing community, was surprised that you got yourselves into medal contention. And then I don't want us to relive the trauma of the final race, but can you just explain, Sean, what happened in the final race? That you were in second going into that, and what happened after that?
So we were second heading into the medal race, and the medal race is a 20-minute short race. Normally we're sailing 30-minute races, and it's double points as well. So if you come first, you get 2 points. Third, you get 6 points. It's a regular start. We've got our 5-minute countdown, and with sailing, you can't be over the line on the go. We were positioned between two boats that were over the line. It was very hard for us to judge if we were over or not. So we had to make the decision pretty quickly to decide whether we go back, cross the line again, and restart the race if we thought we were over. And that's the decision we made. So yeah, we had a bit of catching up to do after that. And yeah, we weren't able to put enough boats behind us to secure a medal.
And you kind of fostered a bond with some of the other Irish athletes who came forth in that agonising position. You guys were in the stadium the night Rashida and the 4x400 also finished fourth in the medal race.
Yeah, after the games, we actually went home, and then we were able to come back out to see some of the other Irish athletes competing, which was class. And unfortunately, yeah, it was great to be there for the event, and it was unreal to see the athletes like just doing so well. But yeah, it was sort of like reliving the moment that we just had like a week ago all over again, and it happened twice. So unfortunate, but it's the way it goes.
You're like, oh, should we have come?
Yeah.
Have you talked to the likes of Rashida or Charlene about, like, fourth is just the worst because it's so close, and it's as good as you're the best of the rest, but then not quite. That it's a really difficult place to be in. Was that a conversation you guys have had about your own experience of, pardon the language, the shittiness of fourth?
Yeah, we haven't spoken to them specifically, but we've Annalise Murphy, who experienced the same thing in the laser class in 2012. So yeah, we've got a good person there to kind of ask for opinions, and you know, just someone to kind of chat to get over it a bit. Like, she's been through the same thing, she's bounced back from it, managed to get a medal at the next game. So that's our plan, that's why we're back here training full steam ahead.
Does it feel like rowing is an interesting comparison with sailing, because rowing's a really interesting comparison with sailing, because it like the O'Donovans have their moment in Rio 2016, and rowing just seems to go, it never look back after that from an Irish perspective. That if sailing, whether it's yourselves or Eve or Ewan or Finn or anybody who comes through, that if you can manage to just make that impact, suddenly you've a foothold in the Irish public. People know who the Irish sailors are and what Irish sailing is about. Is there a desire to get that as well as actually getting a medal next time?
Yes, I mean, I think for the most part we're doing it for ourselves, and we're doing it because we love the sport, and we're purists, and we just want to, you know, get the best out of ourselves. On the other hand, it would be great to see sailing like more in the spotlight in terms of Irish sport, and it would be great to grow the sport and for like younger people seeing it and wanting to get into it. And I think that's really inspiring for them.
What Eve did last a couple of weeks ago with getting the bronze and first female Irish sailor. Irish sailing just feels like it's in a really good place, even compared to 2 years ago where it was also very promising and in a great place. There must be just a great buzz around, because these are your teammates, even if sometimes you're competing with them in the laser. I know you aren't.
Yeah, it's really great. I think we've had quite a young team for a while that have been coming up, and we've all sort of gotten to a place where we're starting to contend for medals, and obviously Eve got the medal at the Worlds last week, which is unbelievable. So yeah, it really feels like the whole team is kind of in a good spot, and we're all kind of thereabouts. So every regatta you almost expect us to be competing for medals.
Brilliant. Well, let's hope next week in Europe can bring some more. Thanks very much, lads.
Cheers.
Off the ball daily.